Taiwan Special, episode 3 for the week. Hopefully, this is going to be last week. I've got this flower behind me. Just Hong Kong stuff is continuing, so I'm just going to keep it there because it happens to be a big theme. Here's a few topics that have come up. When China's whole spin on this Hong Kong thing, the way China's describing it is they're saying that the 2 million people out of 7 million people who are protesting in Hong Kong, which this is another thing. The police report that the numbers are much lower than that. But I'll circle back around to that. China is saying that the reason that 2 million out of 7 million people are protesting their government is because of American influence. See, this is a society, China, or a culture in the government, that doesn't understand the concept of thinking an idea because the people are intelligent and know how to think. In China, they tell you what to think. And if you don't think that, then you will say the wrong thing. And then the AI that's watching everyone doing facial recognition, like the police have these screens in these little circles that follow people's faces around and show what type of good and bad things they're doing. Like, it's scary how much monitoring there is of people. With this AI watching all of society, if you don't say the right things, then they'll take away your permission to buy airplane tickets and ride the bus. Literally, this is their government law. Like, buying the right flavor of coffee could end up awarding you points. And this isn't a joke. Like, I had an ESL buddy here. I met, you know, he was teaching English in Japan before he was in Taiwan. And he said that he wore a short sleeve shirt to the school one day. And someone there in the office asked him if he was cold. And see, what that translates into is he shouldn't be wearing a short sleeve shirt because the boss isn't wearing a short sleeve shirt. That's Japanese culture. And they're a free society, not free in their culture, but free in their law. Well, you take China, it's more oppressive like this. So if Xi Jinping went out and was on TV drinking a caramel latte and you go to Starbucks, well, if you don't get the caramel latte like Xi Jinping got, then you might not get as many societal government social compliance points, so that you can buy your airplane ticket at the next vacation. You know, so I like that kind of stuff is going on. I don't know if it's happening with coffee yet. But I know that if you say the wrong things or if you put up certain pictures that you get points deducted. And if you say the wrong things, then you lose your permissions in society. Like, you might not even be able to take a taxi. Like, they might, like the taxi driver might get an alert that you're a bad person and kick you out of his car. Like, that's the type of stuff where China's either where it is or it's moving towards. They're trying to shut down more and more and more. They're trying to shut down people who obviously aren't thinking the right things, because they're not doing the quote unquote approved things. So in China, they really do tell the people what to think. And so they see all these people marching. They're going to assume that it was the Western press telling them to go out and do that. And this is where it almost resembles the madness of the left in America. And the radical left who believe that people are conservative because Rush Limbaugh told them to be. That's an absurd notion. People listen to Rush Limbaugh because the results and qualities of life trained them to be conservative. And that's going to sound offensive to someone. So someone's going to say, "You, Jesse, you need to explain that." And maybe you agree with me, but I'm going to give you words to explain it to your friends. What do I mean by this? In fact, I had a friend here in Taiwan was messaging me the other day asking me, he said, "Well, what about all this racism about immigrants?" And I said, "They're not." I said, you know, Trump supporters, they don't hate people because of race. You might have some fringes here, but I don't think that any fringes have been reported. It's the masses who've been lied about. I love people from different cultures. Americans do. Speaking Spanish is a cool thing, and we loved to talk to Mexicans because they speak Spanish. Same fascination with Puerto Ricans. You know, we love people from any place. Americans want to, I mean, Asians get irritated when the Americans ask them what country they're from. They're like, I'm Asian. We're all the same. It's like, no, you're not. Everyone's different. And I want to know all about where you're from because I love you. And the Asians get kind of offended by that because they feel that they're like the animal in the cage or at the zoo or something. And it's like, I've had, it's a Taiwanese lady walked up to me and asked me what country I was from. And I'm like, I sat and told her. I said, well, I'm Scotch, Irish, English, Welsh. I'm British Canadian and American colonial. And the largest single block of ethnicity that I have, it would be Cherokee. And so she's like, oh, okay. And I'm like, you know, so, I mean, I'm fascinated with the mutt that I am. And, you know, how did I get off on different races? Oh, yes. Americans, Trump supporters are not racist. The thing that makes conservatives conservative, conservative simply means that we stay true to our roots. And in America's case, they're good roots because you had the biggest, most prosperous, most free country in the world. Americans want free speech. They want people to have the right to say what's wrong. They want people to have the right to say what's bad. I said earlier in the podcast this week, a Chinese troll, some Chinese guy, was commenting on my YouTube video, and you know he was spreading his propaganda there on the YouTube channel where I cut up my Cathay card, because Hong Kong's ruined. YouTube caught it as spam. I approved it because I want everyone to see how wrong he was so they could, people could see what's going on. If someone's saying something bad, give them a megaphone. But see, liberals will try to control it. Oh, they're saying something bad. We have to stop them. Conservatives say, no, God gave everybody a mouth. If someone's saying something bad, let him say it. It isn't saying something bad that's the problem. It's stopping good or bad people from talking that's the problem. Now, the conservative argument typically is, I don't agree with this. I have a different argument, a better one. But typically conservatives will say that if I'm going to stop your bad speech today, then someone else is going to stop my good speech tomorrow because it's the same government power to do the same thing. So we have to make sure the government doesn't have the power to stop the good people, so we can't give the government the power to stop the bad people. At least not as much. We got to keep it limited so that some bad person doesn't come along. Whether you think that person's Trump or you think that person's Obama, we don't want the next bad guy to come along and hurt us. So we've got to keep the current guy as weak as possible. That's the theory in most conservatism. Now, there's a lot of truth to that, which I do agree with, but there's more. I don't want the bad guys to say bad things out of fear that I'm going to lose my free speech. I want the bad guys to say bad things so that everybody knows how bad they are. I mean, if someone's making a fool of themselves, don't interrupt. Let them talk. Let fools make fools of themselves so that we all know. Now, this is a basic and good way of thinking. So the other thing, too, is when someone says something that's bad and wrong, it's good for us to know why. We have to think about it, debate it, and sharpen our own minds to think independently. Because, you know, you had a, like in America, maybe 10, 20 years ago, around about 2002, there were a lot of people that had been raised as Republican Christians, and they left their Christianity. They might not even believe in Jesus anymore at all. And they stopped being conservatives and Republicans or something like that. And they started voting liberal and Democrat. And that's a lot of the Bernie supporters. Maybe not all, but a lot of people that support Bernie were raised as Republican Christians. Why did that happen? It's because their parents sheltered them. Their parents wouldn't let them listen to bad ideas. Their parents taught them good and right things. You know, I on my YouTube channel, I've got a critical thinking series. If you scroll down on the page, there's a critical thinking period. I talk about this. Don't teach people right and good ideas. Teach people critical thinking. So all these kids grew up hearing only one side of the story, never hearing the bad things, never being prepared to hear the bad things, just being told, do good and that's it. See no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil. Don't listen to the bad guys. Stop it. No, you can't go talk to him. He'll say something that's stupid. It's like, no, I would say, no, go talk to him. He's going to say something stupid. I want you to hear that now so you're strong and you have a mental immune system. So I want free speech. And all this censorship is going on in China. And if you start censoring free speech in America, then eventually you end up becoming like China, because it is the same path. It's the pathway of being told what to think. And so all it takes is some liberator to come along. You could get a new political figure in China with a military that just went through China and started conquering one city after another with a totally new political idea, just absolutely converting people to a completely new social political system because they don't know how to think independently. So with the minute they have a new idea, they're not resistant to the new idea. They'll just quickly exchange their old idea for the new idea, just like you update from Windows 7 to Windows 10. Okay, maybe not that crazy and difficult with all the bugs that don't work, but maybe it'd be more like switching from Windows to Ubuntu. There. You might. Okay, so, well, I don't want to villainize Ubuntu, though. And I'll stick with the Windows illustration. Oh, no, how about we compare it to switching from Windows 8 to Windows 10? There we go. The switch from Windows 8 to Windows 10. So, from bad to worse, easily done. Okay, so, you could, you know, maybe the Pentagon, if you don't know anyone at the Pentagon, tell them about my wonderful idea. We should send an army through China with a charismatic leader converting people to some weird new political system just to see how fast we can make that work. Wouldn't that be interesting to see how that happened? Watch, it's going to happen someday and someone's going to say it's my idea. If we're anti-free speech, we end up like China because it's the same principle. You know, principles are the thing that guide us. Like I was saying a few episodes ago, I think I was talking about Napoleon in his strategy. You be a soft-handed leader, put soft-handed leaders just like you in charge of different posts and teach values and the big goal, and you'll win. You don't need to command every single little mini army and every single little tiny battle decision. That's too much work. You're not there on the field, and there's not enough of you to make those decisions. You try to have too much control, you're brittle and you're slow because everyone's got to wait for you to respond to everybody. Just teach people basic values, principles, how and when to attack, focus on the big picture. This is the big picture, by the way, or this is the big picture, most importantly. And by the way, these are your values that you must never deviate from. And this is how to do stuff. And okay, here's the situation. What would you guys do? Okay, that's the right answer. Here's why. That's the wrong answer. Here's why. You know, train people how to think independently on their own. And that's why Napoleon conquered so much. I mean, he was a conqueror. He was a bad ruler. He didn't know how to manage stuff, which is how they actually got rid of him in his 100 days of rule after he returned. And, you know, Napoleon, all the cutting off of heads, terrible things Napoleon did. But he conquered because he knew how to lead with a soft hand. His soldiers were free to be soldiers. And in China, it's not free. And if you're going to start media censorship, you're eventually going to end up as China. And a lot of people that are liberal type of thinkers, they think liberals are about loving people. It's like, no. Liberals are not about loving people. That's the lie. It's sweet poison. Antifreeze. Cats and dogs will lick up antifreeze because it tastes sweet to them, but it will kill them. It sounds nice. It does have a good, nice sounding idea, but that just because it's sweet doesn't mean it won't kill you. There's much more to something than an idea sounding nice. And that's the thing. The conservatives don't want to just have ideas that sound nice. They want to have a life that's nice. And when their life that's nice turns nice and starts acting nice and starts acting good, they say, gee, this is really good. Everything I learned as a Democrat, as a liberal was a lie. I want to be a conservative. And they start listening to Rush Limbaugh. Yeah, that's where that goes. So this anti-free speech stuff makes a big, big fat problem. And, hold on a second. This anti-free speech, I'm getting a call and I'm going to take it in a minute. This anti-free speech stuff is a big, 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 big fat problem. And we can't have that problem because it will lead us to China. Now, back to what I was saying in the beginning. When China says that it's America causing these protests, it's the West interfering in our internal Chinese affairs. It's when they say that, what they're really saying is that American freedom is interfering. When China blames America for interfering in Hong Kong. What they really mean is that freedom is interfering with Beijing. No feature Friday. I went long today. See you next week.